USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Four Los Angeles teachers are suing Delta Airlines less than a week after a China-bound plane dumped fuel over playgrounds and schools, citing emotional anguish and distress, and accusing the pilot of failing to follow protocol. The teachers' lawsuit, filed in L.A. Superior Court, alleged the Delta pilot was specifically asked by air control if he needed to dump fuel, and the pilot replied negative. The pilot ended up dropping fuel at around 2,000 feet, hitting several schools in its path. One of the children in the suit said the fifth grade students initially thought the jet fuel was rain. The children looked up only to have noxious liquid overwhelm their eyes, mouths, noses, lungs, and skin. More than 60 people were treated from several schools in the area. The Federal Aviation Administration said earlier in the week it's looking into reports that school children had been treated for the exposure. This is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
President Donald Trump has added some well-known attorneys to his legal team. From Washington, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
President Trump adding Kenneth Starr, Alan Dershowitz, and Robert Ray to the team that will be headed up by White House counsel Pat Cipollone. Starr led the investigation of now former President Bill Clinton, impeached by the House and acquitted by the Senate. Ray was also involved in that case, and Dershowitz is a longtime well-known legal scholar. I'm Chris Barnes.
Virginia urged the state Supreme Court to uphold a weapons ban at an upcoming gun rally in the Capitol, insisting that it was necessary to prevent a repeat of deadly violence that erupted at a white nationalist rally more than 2 years ago. State Attorney General Mark Herring's petition and simultaneous legal efforts by gun rights groups to lift the ban came amid the arrest of six men whom authorities linked to a white supremacist group known as The Base. At least three of them were planning to attend the pro-gun rally on Monday in Richmond. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The head of the organization behind the Grammy Awards was placed on leave 10 days before the 62nd edition of the ceremony. Deborah Dugan, who took helm of the Recording Academy in August, was placed on administrative leave after a formal allegation of misconduct by a senior female member of the organization. The Academy's Board of Trustees has retained two independent third-party investigators to look into the allegations. A Michigan man said the ottoman for a couch he purchased from a second-hand store felt a bit uncomfortable, but little did he know that's because it was stuffed with $43,000 in cash. Howard Kirby bought the couch and other furniture at the Habitat for Humanity Restore about 90 miles northwest of Detroit for $70. He said he put the piece of furniture in his man cave, but something felt off as the foot cushion seemed kind of hard. Kirby's daughter-in-law opened up the piece of furniture to get to the bottom of it and found a box containing just over $43,000 in cash. Kirby said his initial reaction was to keep the cash, and he even contacted a lawyer who told him he had the legal right to hold on to it, but Kirby's faith made him look for the original owner of the couch. He tracked down the person who donated the furniture, a woman named Kim Faith Newberry. Faith Newberry said the couch belonged to her grandfather, who was frugal and always paid for things in cash. Habitat for Humanity called Kirby a Habitat hero for returning the money. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.